It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All righty, folks. Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and guest host Tom Hackett with you here tonight. I guess an early score with the Utah Jazz. End of the first quarter, the Jazz are losing to the Knicks over at Vivint. 27-18, but that, of course, is going to change because Shaquille O'Neal has just motivated the Jazz beyond comprehension. Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. They'll go undefeated the rest of the way, Scotty.
Okay, I like it. I love it, actually. It's not going to happen, but no. I love it. It'll be interesting to me to see what the Jazz, how they do when they get into this kind of tougher part of their schedule. And I think games with teams like the Knicks just kind of baffle you. It's like, if you're a really good team, you should always take care of business against the teams that aren't so good. So hopefully the Jazz will get it going here tonight.
Well, the Knicks are also on the back end of a long West Coast road trip, Scotty. So
right,
you think no excuses. But
sometimes you kind of get overconfident with those things, and yeah. You don't handle and take care of business. Okay, I was reading today. I know it's shocking to you, Tom, that I actually read.
No, I believe.
But I read the pictures. Okay, so it really helps me to get a better picture of things if I read the pictures, right? And then I don't, because you know most of the words I don't understand. Anyways, I thought this was fascinating. That, you know, it's kind of they. So everything's about the draft, right? Right now, like. Like where are all these guys going to end up, and where are these trades, and all these quarterbacks who are moving in the NFL, and it's a fun thing to kind of keep your eyes on and kind of watch. But it's like everyone basically has said, of course, Trevor Lawrence is number one, but there's been a lot of sway and talk about number two.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating to me is Zach Wilson has climbed up the board. And he's in that discussion for being the second quarterback picked, ahead of Justin Fields. And so, you have some insight into Zach Wilson that I thought was interesting because here's the guy who's from Utah, okay, and he's in the backyard. And if you're a Utah fan, you're like, his dad went to Utah. He would love to go to Utah. And he essentially was not even recruited by Utah. So here's a guy that's going to go as high as he could be two to the Jets. Probably won't happen. It's probably going to be Penei Sewell. It could be the wide receiver from Alabama, Dante Smith. Who knows? But they're talking like as high as four to the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
How in the world does this guy – why is Utah not actually you know, recruiting this guy.
Yeah. Well, it's a conversation, Scotty, that we could have probably for the remainder of the show. because I don't know if there's a right or a wrong answer. But look, this is what I was told from somebody that is generally pretty good about telling me things and for it to be accurate is a certain coach here in the state of Utah, one that's reasonably well-respected, spoke to the University of Utah coaches. He wasn't on the staff. He's an outsider coach, if you will, and said that he thinks the University of Utah should recruit and offer Zach Wilson over Jack Tuttle. And this is a coach that had seen both of them. He's a college coach, and he had seen both of them at summer camps. And so he dissected both their games and decided that he thought it was fair to tell Coach Whittingham and his staff that they believe that he believes, rather, they are making the wrong decision. And what do you know? Turns out they did make the wrong decision, Scotty, because we've got Zach Wilson going anywhere from 2 in the NFL draft to Jack Tuttle, who's now at Indiana. He didn't even play a down for the University of Utah. So it's an open-ended question that I'm going to leave you, because you're the quarterback guru. Why was it just misjudgment on Utah's end? Is that what we pin it to?
I don't know. Okay, the official word I got was that Jack Tuttle was the highest rated player at the time that Utah had ever landed.
But you know who rates those players.
I understand. I'm just saying, I don't buy into the ratings myself. It's whatever. All right. But what I find fascinating is that here's this guy, he commits way early. And he's out there trying to recruit other players to come to Utah as well. And so the official story was, we're going to honor that commitment and we're not going to recruit anyone else. But you look at, and that I think that theory's changed a little bit, because you get these schools like, I just remember Georgia and even Alabama, and they're recruiting the top guy in the country at quarterback. And the next year they're recruiting the top guy in the country at quarterback. It's just like, every year they're recruiting these guys and they're kind of building up this stockpile of really good players and then just see who fleshes out. Right. And so, but Utah's like, no, we're committed to this guy. Cause I watched Zach Wilson in high school and I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? You know, I was just super impressed with Zach even back in high school. And I thought, you know, I just didn't understand it. And I even asked the coaches at Utah and they said, look, you know, we've got this guy and blah, blah, blah. And so,
Scotty, Utah did the same thing this year.
Right.
With Jackson Dart, a 4-star, and again, I'm with you, I don't really care for the star system. He had offers from USC, Arizona State, TCU, UCLA, Washington State, Arizona, Colorado, just about the entire Pac-12. Utah didn't offer him. Yet he's a local kid. They decided to stick with a guy named Peter Castelli, another 4-star guy out of California. So I'm just saying, if Peter Castelli doesn't work out and Jackson Dart takes flight at USC, then serious questions have to be asked.
It looks really bad, and I think the perception is, because there are a lot of really good quarterbacks that come out of California and end up playing in the NFL. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen, 3 of the 4 quarterbacks who were in the championship week are from California. So
right.
California brings a lot of talent, and it's because they've developed these young players. But I'm just telling you, players in Utah are getting exposure. Now, when I say players, skill players are getting exposure in Utah, and you're starting to see these guys. You know, you're not going to have 10 or 15 guys, but you might have one, you might have 2 every year that are Power 5 caliber talent coming out of the Utah skill players, even at quarterback. All right, Tommy, we're going to take another break here, buddy. And when we come back, it's time for those MVPs. We got some great ones. Actually, Tom,
yeah,
you got to tune in for Tom's, because I see it.
You know where I'm going, huh?
We're going to need some explanation on that one, because I can't wait to see where you go. This is KSL's Unrivaled, Scott Mitchell and Tom Hackett. We'll be back in a bit. Don't change it.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.